Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast, is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Now here's a highlight from Coast to Coast AM on iHeartRadio.
And welcome back to Coast. George Norrie with you. Richard Martini back with us, author, filmmaker who focuses primarily on using hypnotherapy, mediumship, or guided meditation to access the afterlife. Rich interviews ETs and those who have passed on to the flip side, as he calls it, and uses guided meditation to interview contactees as well. His latest work is called Close Encounters of the Flip Side Kind. His website is his name, richmartini.com, which we have it linked up at coasttocoastam.com for you. Mr. Martini, welcome back.
George, so good to hear your voice. It's been too long.
It is, my friend. We ran into each other at a conference. You're always...
Yeah, we did, Contact in the Desert. And I think that's around your birthday, isn't it?
Yep, it's coming up again in another couple months.
That's so thrilling. You know, what's funny is that they invited me to come and speak. So I will be talking at the Contact in the Desert.
Well, I will be seeing you that Saturday, June 1st, I believe, that day.
That's so fabulous.
So do you have another winner here with Close Encounters of the Flip Side Kind? Tell me about the title.
It's a funny title, and mainly because when I went to see Close Encounters of the Third Kind, and they showed it at the Contact in the Desert last year, and I remember, but they had an outdoor screening.
Yep, classic.
And I'm sitting there in the lawn chair, and I recognize a person in the movie, J. Allen Hynek.
Yep.
Who, you know, he's got a goatee and a pipe, and Spielberg does one of those, you know, classic close-ups of him as he's looking at the spacecraft arrive. Well, that was my science advisor when I was in grade school.
Hynek was?
Yes, if you can believe it. Back in Chicago, I'm in seventh grade. I don't know how he knew Sister Joelle from the Nuns of St. Casimir at St. Norbert's grade school. I have no idea. But so she told me to do this science project, and she assigned Professor Hynek to come over to my house. And he would come over with his pipe and his goatee.
That's how he walked into the movie, Close Encounters of the Third Kind.
And so that I recognized him on the screen. So it was very strange. And plus, of course, you know his son Paul is an author and a
good
scientist and a professor.
He'll be at Contact.
Yeah, and so I met him there. We had a lovely chat, and then at some point we did a guided meditation over the past year where I spent a couple hours with him doing the thing that I do. You know, I like you mentioned, hypnotherapy, mediumship, guided meditation. And so we invited it was his request, his dad, to come and talk to us. And I asked his father if he remembered me.
From the flip side.
But from the flip side, his father on the flip side, during this guided meditation, picture yourself in a boat on a river. It's in the Divine Counsels in the Afterlife book. But it's a very simple meditation, and you just see what happens. You start asking questions like, so who's here? And when he arrived or he appeared, you know, I ask him the same questions I ask everyone. Who greeted you on the other side? And what's it like over there? What have you learned? Those kinds of things. And he talked about what I was like in grade school. And the word he used was persnickety, which I haven't heard probably since 1967.
A wise guy.
Yeah, wise guy. Asks a lot of questions. But what was fun about that is that after that, of course, now I have these resources. So, as you know, I work with Jennifer Schaefer, the medium from Manhattan Beach. And we interview people on the flip side. I just give her a first name, and then she'll tell me, you know, so-and-so is here. So we interviewed him on two different occasions on our podcast, and I asked him questions, you know, to verify what he had already told me during the course of, and it's a fascinating interview, but it allowed me to go to realize I have been having these conversations not only with people off stage, that's what I like to call it, but also when I'm talking to people in the book Divine Counsel in the Afterlife, you know, I think I mentioned it was 20 scientists, clergy, doctors. I had them all do a simple guided meditation. None of them had ever heard of me before. None of them had read any of my work. But all of them were able to talk to their counsels, talk to their guides, learn new information from people offstage that they didn't know they could talk to. And while they're talking to these counsels, some of them appeared as ETs. I mean, we use the term alien. It's kind of a pejorative. But the classic different types, you know, and you've heard them all, except I try not to use those terms like reptilian or... And because, you know, they're just people from other realms, apparently, and I ask them the same questions. As we go down the row of the people on the council, they'll see, let's say, an average of about 10 to 12 people, beings, and somewhere along the line, they'll say, oh, this is very strange. This person looks like an alien. And I'll ask them to describe them in detail. And then I'll ask the person who is serving on this person's council, do you know this person from before? Have they ever incarnated on your planet? Have you ever incarnated on the planet Earth? And one person said, I wouldn't stoop so low. Meaning, and I asked him to explain that. He said that Earthlings are too tribal, you know, too tribalistic. They spend so much time judging how other people look and behave. And there's a lot of fear involved. So that was an interesting viewpoint. But so that's what I've been doing for the past year or so, and interviewing these people off stage that can talk about what it's like where they're from. And I realized, you know, in Close Encounters of the Third Kind, they used math to communicate with the ETs that were supposed to ever coming. They used math and music and light, right? You know, the song and all that stuff. Yep. And that comes from a government study of cryptologists in the 1960s that the Defense Department hired to figure out how do you communicate with another group of beings. And he came up with this idea of that because if they can travel these great distances, they must be good mathematicians. And if we communicate in math. And my point, what I came upon, is that when we communicate in dreams, we never see people's lips move. We hear them say things to us. Sometimes we learn new information from them. And none of that is math. It's all telepathic. An image appears to us, or we hear a voice. You know, you've had Gary Schwartz on the program.
Sure.
He had that experience right after Harvard where he was in a car with his wife and heard a voice say, put on your seatbelt.
Saved his life.
Didn't know what that meant, and he was rear-ended and nearly died. But the doctor said if you hadn't put your seatbelt on, you would have died. There's a filmmaker, Bill Benning, Bill Bennington, I think. I've got his name somewhere. But he heard a voice tell him to stop at a green light as he was driving to the airport. And he didn't. He kept going, and the voice yelled at him.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
It took 11 years to get to this sale. The Knix Anniversary Sale is on now at knix.com. Celebrate the intimate apparel company that has reinvented products for real life with one of Knix's biggest sales of the year. Get 30% off all leak-proof apparel from the number one leak-proof brand in North America, including period underwear, swimwear, activewear, and more. Millions of people have made the switch to Knix leak-proof underwear, and there's never been a better time for you to try. Save 30% on super comfortable, machine-washable, and great-looking underwear that's perfect for periods and light bladder leaks. Choose from a variety of colors, styles, and sizes, from extra small to 4XL. You can even match your leak-proof underwear with an incredibly supportive and comfortable Knix wireless bra. Don't miss this chance to stock up on your Knix favorites or try something new. It only happens once a year at Knix.com. That's KNIX.com for the Knix Anniversary Sale. Hurry, the sale ends on Monday, May 13th. Go to Knix.com. That's KNIX.com.
I'm Katya Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Same thing happened to me, Rich. I was going through a intersection. I had the green light, and as I'm going through the light, as I'm getting close to it, something just overwhelmed me in my little head, just saying, don't go through the green light.
Wow.
Pull over. Stop. Don't go through the, and I'm you know, saying to myself, I've got cars behind me. I've got a green light. People are doing 45, 50 miles an hour through the intersection. I can't just slam on my brakes, but I did. I pulled over and I did not go through the intersection. At that point, a car went through their red light and it would have broadsided me.
Wow. It's exactly what I'm talking about.
It's amazing how that
works.
And so
the question becomes, like, in a, you know, Gary Schwartz has spent his career since Harvard trying to figure out how to get sound, you know, from the other side, from the flip side. And my thing is to say, why don't we just ask, who was that? Who was that person? And whether you're doing it with hypnotherapy or doing it with a guided meditation or even a medium that was really talented, you can ask those kinds of questions and see. And, you know, in my case, I like to ask three mediums the same questions and see what the differences might be. But yeah, Bill Bennett was the name of the guy. And same thing, he was on his way to the airport. A voice shouted at him. He pulled over, and a truck ran right through.
Would have killed him.
Would have killed him. So the point is that that voice, now how did the voice make a sound? Either it's engrams in your brain that remember what the sound of a voice is, but it's not like you recognize it. Oh, that was Aunt Betty, or, you know, that was Uncle Pete. It was an unknown voice to you. Is that correct?
Yeah, unknown. And to me, it felt like some kind of clairvoyant voice in your head.
Okay.
But it could have been a spirit. Could have been sign. Could have been anything.
Well, that's the other point, which is it's in your head. So it's not outside your head. You know, it's not like sound waves. But somebody who's watching over you, I don't think they were just...
Could have been your guardian angel.
I saw you there. But somebody watching over you was like, he's going to get nailed if he goes through this thing. And they found a way to disrupt the journey that you were on.
They had 20 seconds to do it, and they did it.
And they did it. And so we can give them credit for that. And one day, as you and I love to say, you'll know who that was. But right now... the idea is what is that? It's a telepathic communication between somebody off stage and you. And my thing is, all right, well, then if that's possible, it's somehow they bypass the filters on the brain. If it's possible to bypass those filters on the brain from their point of view, how do we do it? And I've seen that people can do that through guided meditation where, you know, they're seeing somebody, let's say, sitting in a boat. An uncle or, you know, loved one, Don Rickles. We had a conversation with him.
All right. He talked about me to you, didn't he?
That's right. And he said, you know, because I did the test, which was, you know, how do you know George? And he said that you came backstage to see him in Vegas. But that's telepathic. You know, you're not seeing his lips move when he's answering the question. And it is in your head. And it comes into your head. And so what I've realized, and this has been really since I first started this research 15 years ago, occasionally somebody will tell me, I had an ET event, I was abducted. And I'll say, well, if you want to explore it, we can. And then you ask them to go back to a moment within, that they recall before, you know, they passed out or they freaked out or whatever. What do you see? And freeze the frame so there's no emotion associated with it. And then what in this frozen 3D virtual reality frame, you ask the person that you're seeing, do I know you? Am I familiar with you? Do you know me? Those kinds of questions. And because I'm asking the questions, I can ask them directly. This happened about 8 years ago, really about halfway into this research. A guy came up to me in the street, said, I read your book, Flipside, and you know, I'm passionate about what you're doing, and can I talk to you? I was like, yeah, sure. So we sit down, and he starts telling me how he had a memory of lost time. He was with a friend in Hollywood. They were on their way to the car, and they looked up and saw what looked to be a UFO. And the next thing they knew was they were driving down the hill like 2 hours later, you know, late for their appointment. They had never spoken about it to each other. So I just said casually over coffee, well, you know, let's see what we can learn. And in the course of this conversation, I said, can you see the ship? Can you touch the ship? Can you go inside the ship? Can you tell me how many beings are aboard the ship? Can I speak to the pilot? And all of these things, the guy looked puzzled but said, yeah, I'm seeing this humanoid type person. And then I'm asking directly, can I ask the pilot a question? And this guy says, he says yes. And then I ask the same persnickety questions I ask, which is, what are you doing here? Are you a tourist? Are you just flying by? And the answers were, this person is a colleague. This person is somebody that I've known in their previous lifetime. This person is somebody who agreed even before they incarnated on the planet that I would come and get information from them and pass information to them. So then I've also had an unusual conversation with somebody who was abducted many years ago. Simon Bones, a podcaster in England. And we did a live on the air discussion. He didn't know we were going to talk about this, but I just brought it up. I said, did I read somewhere that you were abducted? And he said, well, I've never spoken it on the air, but sure. During the course of this conversation, he identified a gray, you know, one of those gray aliens. Yeah. So I did the same thing. Can I talk to him? And the gray alien, I shouldn't use the word alien, but the gray said, I'm an artificially intelligent machine. I have been created by other people to come and collect DNA. He likened it to donating blood to the Red Cross. And this DNA will be brought to other civilizations to help them because they can't procreate anymore. And it's the people that we're taking these samples from have agreed prior to incarnation to be part of this journey. I mean, mind-bending. But anyway.
That's dramatic. Now, in the foreword to your book, Close Encounters of the Flip Side Kind, you talk about filters on the brain, but explain what they are.
Well, I stumbled upon a sentence in Dr. Helen Wamba's book, Reliving Past Lives, where she said, it's as if the brain is a receiver, like a stereo receiver, and it gets all this information unfiltered. But the hypervigilant left brain, she termed it, blocks certain information that's not conducive to survival. Then I'm reading Dr. Grayson's book, Bruce Grayson, I think he's been on the show, after, and he's a near-death researcher from University of Virginia. Same sentence. Filters on the brain block information not conducive to survival. So I've dug into it. Some children are born without filters until about the eighth year. You know, they remember previous lifetimes. They see people that other people can't see. My kids were the same.
And then the filters come in.
Then the filters come in. And then elderly people, Dr. Grayson's YouTube talk, consciousness is not, or is consciousness produced by the brain? He talks about 70% of the UK hospice care workers who their dementia patients suddenly, spontaneously recover their memory. And Grayson noted, it's as if the filters on the brain have died with the atrophied brains. You know, they see people in the room that other people can't see. They recall their entire lifetime. In, like, for example, Steve Jobs, his last words, oh, wow, oh, wow, oh, wow.
Yep.
Clearly seeing something that his sister in the room couldn't see, as if the filters had gone. So the idea is that apparently while we're on stage, these filters block the awareness of what's happening off stage, and that we can bypass those filters, sometimes in dreams, sometimes using hallucinogens, as some people do, but also using hypnotherapy or guided meditation. Or I think mediums are people whose filters are just not quite in place. That's why they can see or hear, or, you know, they're different. Some sense, some hear, some see. Jennifer, who I work with, she really has no filters. You know, she can see and hear and, you know, all kinds of stuff. But the idea is it's not that that's a gift or something special that, you know, was granted to them by the magic fairy. It's their filters are not working properly. And they can see and hear these kinds of things. But we can bypass them using hypnotherapy or guided meditation. And as we've demonstrated, George, you know, talking to Don Rickles, it doesn't require being under hypnosis. You can just start asking questions.
Listen to more Coast to Coast AM every weeknight at 1 a.m. Eastern and go to coasttocoastam.com for more.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah. Oh. Sorry, we were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Xumo Play is your destination for endless entertainment. With a diverse lineup of 350-plus live channels, movies, and full TV series, you'll easily find something to watch right away. And the best part? It's all free. Love music? Get lost in the 90s with iHeart 90s. Dance away with hip-hop beats and more on the iHeart Radio music channels. No logins, no signups, no accounts, no hassle. So what are you waiting for? Start streaming at play.xumo.com or download from the app and Google Play stores today. All you can stream with Xumo Play.